stone of the bridge, and behind them there are bullet holes. Between June and July 2003, the time of the World Wars, this bridge was the stage for prancing boy and girl soldiers, in filthy clothes and crazy wigs, with heavy guns and drugged eyes, who delighted news cameramen and terrified everyone else. They were from both sides of the battle. LURD, Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy rebels on one side, militia loyal to President Charles Taylor on the other. They gave themselves fine cartoon names like Jungle Fire or University of Bullet. They were all undisciplined and dangerous, from the government soldiers launching mortars from the Monrovia side of the bridge to the young rebels receiving them on Bushrod Island, which they now occupied. They had got far enough into the city to write "No Monkey" graffiti on the walls. The monkey is Charles Taylor, now ex-president of Liberia, so called because, the versions vary, he was up in the tree and wouldn't come down, or because he was up in the tree and he kept taking the best fruit. Taylor's militia fighters were firing mortars from a tall building overlooking the bridge, and their small boy unit colleagues were down on the ground shooting indiscriminately because that's what they did best, and that's what they'd been doing for most of the previous 14 years, if they'd been alive that long. Occasionally, either for clearly thought-out political advantage or because they felt like it, the fighters in the tall building would lob a rocket or two into Mamba Point, the chic quarter overlooking the ocean where the Americans had built an embassy complex that was once the largest in sub-Saharan Africa, and which even today is the size of a small, highly sandbagged village. There were Liberians sheltering in the embassy compound because they had heard there was an electronic device installed there that could deflect missiles when the rockets fell and sliced up 20 people. Later, there were Liberians lying on the ground in front of the US Embassy Gate No. 1 because the city's residents had got too disgusted with the Americans' refusal to intervene and piled up bodies, killed by mortars in Greystone, the embassy's residential annex the day before, as an incontrovertible message. In case the Americans still didn't get it, the bodies were accompanied by a handwritten note saying, "America, what else do you want to see?" The Americans didn't get it in the way the Liberians would have wished. They refused to send an American peacekeeping force, like the one the British sent to neighbouring Sierra Leone, or the French sent to Côte d'Ivoire, though an American assessment team strongly recommended intervention. Instead, several years too late, the US put its strength behind the promise of 15,000 peacekeepers. Not Americans. As usual, developing countries were to supply the majority of blue helmets. This helped get rid of Charles Taylor, who was persuaded to step down and now lives in comfortable exile in Calabar, Nigeria, with a large entourage and a large phone bill. A month or so after the bodies at the gate, Liberians had a fragile kind of peace. The last time they had any peace more durable than that was in 1979. I remember the television coverage from summer 2003. The garish boy fighters, the undertones of excitement of reporters getting to see somewhere comprehensively and newsworthily destroyed. I paid some attention. I felt some pity. But I still thought Monrovia was a country and Freetown was its capital. Liberians in the UK say most people think they're from Libya. They know Sierra Leone because it was a British colony, says Rich's mother Grace, but not us. If they were in the Merchant Navy, they'll know us from the Liberian flags of convenience. Liberia has the second largest shipping fleet in the world. When Graham Greene travelled through Liberia in 1936, he called his book Journey Without Maps, because there weren't any of Liberia. When I looked for a map in London's best map shop, things had progressed. There was just the one available. In German. It is a small country, smaller than England, but even before it provided the spectacle of war, there were reasons Liberia should have stood out. On a corner in Monrovia, just before the presidential drive which leads past the executive mansion and which Charles Taylor forbade any citizen from driving down, there are three battered posters. The one with the biggest dimensions and biggest dents is the one to remember. Two cartoon figures face each other,